by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
I remember people on my job would happen, they say, "Greg, how the world treating you?" And I say, "Oh, man, good." And one day the Holy Ghost convicted me. He said, "The world's good to you, huh?" Then them scriptures that I've been reading came back to me. He that's a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Love not the world. Because if you have the love of the world, then you don't have the love of the Father in you. And so I started changing that. And I said, "You know, me and the world don't get along good at all." How the world treat you? Not good at all. The world ain't doing nothing for me. My blessing come from God. Look at Ephesians 5, verse 3 through 6. Let me tell you this while you're turning. If you give a little bit of yourself to the world, then you can't give yourself wholly to God. God wants your whole heart, not a part of it. Ephesians 5, 3, and 6. Now, these are mindsets and lifestyles and habits that people develop that are not godly, that people are deceived by these things here. And look what Paul said in Ephesians 5, verse 3. He said, "But fornication and all uncleanness." Everybody know what fornication is? Fornication is one word that covers all sexual sin and immorality. Fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, that means greed. That means the love of this world, the love of money. "Let it not once be named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know." Now Paul's saying, now look, y'all supposed to know this, that no whoremonger, that's a male prostitute, nor unclean person, that's anybody involved in any type of sexual sin, nor covetous man, that's greed. That means that you have idols in your heart. That means that there's things in your heart that you put before God. That's what it means to be covetous, that you have a desire for things above your desire for God. Covetous. "Nor covetous man who is an idolater." See, covetousness is going to lead you into idolatry, putting things before God. "Have any inheritance in the kingdom of God and Christ." He said, people that live these lifestyles don't have an inheritance in the kingdom of God. Then he said this, "Let no man deceive you," lead you away from this truth. "Let no man deceive you. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." He said, these are the things that cause God's wrath to be poured out. I know we're under grace, but God still did, he still has, there's wrath. The wrath of God is still in the new covenant. It ain't all just grace. Thank God for grace. I want to be in the grace. I want to stay in the grace. But you can get on the wrathful side of God too. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. Listen at this. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" He said, don't you know the unrighteous shall not inherit God's kingdom? All right, the unrighteous here, I believe, is unsaved people. How many of you know unsaved people are not going to inherit the kingdom? Right? I mean, if you don't believe in Jesus, he don't have any inheritance in the kingdom. He has forfeited his inheritance, even though Jesus died for him to have an inheritance. Right? But what does the next line say? Be not deceived. Now I believe you're talking to Christians. He said, we know that the unrighteous don't have any inheritance. He said, but don't you be fooled. Don't you be tricked. Don't you be led into error. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That's men with women-like characteristics, homosexuals. Nor extortioners, that's con men. Liars, manipulators, moochers shall inherit the kingdom of God. He said, don't be deceived. These people ain't going to get it. People that embrace immoral lifestyles and worldly living, they're not going to inherit the kingdom either. And look at what the next verse says. And such were some of you. Which means you have changed. That you might have been one of them, but you're not that anymore. Amen. This is people that's been born again. I can find myself in that list. How many find yourself in the list? I found myself in the list, but I ain't that no more. See, I don't say, if I was an alcoholic before I got saved and got delivered from alcohol, I wouldn't keep calling myself an alcoholic. If I was a drug addict before I got saved and delivered from drugs, I wouldn't call myself a drug addict. Like the world will label you, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. Once a drug addict, always a drug addict. They won't ever let you break the chains of your past. But it's not so in the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Praise God. That's a victory right there. Glory to God. I ain't a fornicator no more. Hallelujah. I'm not an idolater anymore. I had idols in my life. I had things I put before God all the time. I wasn't a person that prayed. I was in sin. But I ain't that no more, and neither are you. Everybody, tell your neighbor, say, I'm washed. I'm sanctified. I'm justified. In the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. 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 Now, if you want an example from the Bible of someone who allowed the spirit of this world to get on them, all you got to do is look at Samson. Let me just tell you a few things about Samson. This is in Judges 14 to 16. Samson had a covenant with God. And had taken the Nazarite vow not to touch any unclean thing, nor to drink wine or strong drink, or to cut his hair. The Spirit of God moved mightily through him throughout his lifetime with manifestations of supernatural strength. He once killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. Samson's first mistake was that he didn't heed the counsel of his parents and moved to a Philistine city, a type of the world. And he married a Philistine woman, meaning that he was unequally yoked. He threw a party, a feast before his wedding. And a feast, that word feast means food with drink. So he had taken a vow not to drink, but guess what he did? He threw a party where they got alcohol. So you see that when he got involved with the Philistines, their culture began to rub off on him. And they slowly eroded his vows that he had made to God and the covenant that he had with God. Samson was still being used by God, even though his consecration to God was slowly being eroded away. He could still shake himself and the power would come on him. And you see, that's where some people, that's where they miss it, because they think just because God's still using them, they're in sin, they know they're in sin, but they say, God's still using me, I must be all right. That don't mean a thing. God will use you because he wants to bless his people. The power flowing through your life is not an endorsement upon your lifestyle. If you're not living right, you got to get it straight. Samson loved worldly women, lived a reckless life, and eventually fell in love with another Philistine woman named Delilah, whose name means feeble. He fell in love with a woman whose name meant feeble, weak. So what did she do? She made him weak. Samson was deceived by Delilah, who pressured, vexed, and grieved him to the point he told the secret of his strength, and she betrayed him for money. She took him down. Samson ended up being captured. This is what the world's going to do to you. Captured, chained, blinded, mocked, humiliated, and he died prematurely. God vindicated him at the end because he humbled himself. And he killed more in his death than he did while he was living. So God still manifested that gift that was in him in the end because Samson humbled himself before God. And God honored his prayer, his request to let him die with the Philistines. See, he died in the world. It is dangerous to rationalize. You don't want to do that. You want to put God first in everything you do. 2 Corinthians 6:17-18 says, "Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." I'm going to tell you, I'm challenging you today to check up on your prayer life and to check up on your relationship with the world. Have you gone astray? Have you stopped praying? I'm going to tell you, get back in line. Get back in divine order with God. God wants you to separate yourself from all that worldly influence. You ain't supposed to be shaped by the world. You're not supposed to have the same mindset. You're not supposed to think like people in the world think. Your thinking should be totally different. You're not supposed to hold the same values that people in the world hold. Because people in the world will call godliness evil and evil good. You ain't supposed to have that kind of mindset. You have to make sure that you are rooted solidly in this word right here. If you don't get in this book and stay in it and learn what God's will is for your life, you're going to be deceived and you're not going to have God's best. Amen. Praise God. So I'm challenging you today. Amen.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah.